You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact.
He's totally sober, she's not that drunk.
He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb.
She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2, and it's not blinking all the way through. Hopefully this is recording. It looks like it's recording, but if it's not recording, then I give up 4 today because I put too much energy into this podcast. Now it's moving. Take a look.
No, I come over. You just either know how to do something or don't. I would feel totally like
defeated
that I couldn't figure something out that I've been doing for 5 years.
Bonnie, there's glitches in this. After doing 350 podcasts, there's glitches in the program that I have
then
out of my
control. Then take the program off and then re-download it.
They have to set this up. This is very technical. This is something you'd have to go to school for to learn how to set it up the way they do. You'd have to have some kind of degree. Hmm. All right. It's not just, hey, program, download, go. I mean, it's very technical stuff. Mm-hmm. So our old guy had no problem fixing anything, but now we're having a little problem with this. So I don't know what to tell you. It's just.
Okay, you could go, do either do the podcast or don't.
What are
you
going to
do
now?
Well, you're going to talk about how like the ins and outs of what you don't know.
You're the one who brought it up. I didn't bring it up. I'm just saying you accuse me of not knowing, and I do exactly as I'm supposed to do for this podcast on this computer with our setup, with our microphones, with our audio box. I do everything I'm supposed to do, and sometimes there's a glitch in it. I can't help it. It'll run smooth for.
Like, just talk about this for the whole fucking podcast. Go ahead.
No.
I have no idea what goes on in your head that you're like, let me talk about this. Well, I said, don't talk about it. Let me just reiterate for another 10 minutes about it.
No, but you're the one who accuses me of not knowing what I'm doing.
I don't accuse you. I point out the fact that you don't know what you're doing.
I do know what I'm doing. I don't.
You
know.
Don't know what you're doing.
I do know what I'm doing.
You don't know what you're doing.
I do know.
You don't.
You would be in the same boat. Believe me. I'm keeping you from the aggravation of dealing with this. Mm-hmm. I'm helping you out, and it's like me going to like real estate school.
You don't know how to work the TV, so I don't know how you think like why I should be in charge of this.
That's 100%.
Every time I leave, you're like, can you tell me how to get the TV on, please?
No. Oh, is that how I talk and I make that face?
Right?
No.
You're like, come here, buddy. Come turn on the TV.
Is that what I do?
Yeah. I mean, what kind of grown man doesn't know how to use the TV?
I thought you.
Then you throw the one time you almost started crying because I wouldn't like turn up the volume for you.
That's not true.
I said you'll figure it out. Look at the remote and figure it out. You're like, just do it.
She's lying to the public.
This is what we're calling them.
Now, you say you have to leave at 10:30 in like 25 minutes, but you don't have any makeup on or anything.
I have to get ready.
At 10:30, you're going to get ready?
Yes, and I'm leaving at 11:15.
Oh, so you deceived me with...
No, I didn't. I said the podcast has to be done by 10:30 so I can get ready to go.
First of all, you could get ready on the train. people, but make them on the train all the time. I see that all the time. Not people.
Do you? No. You ride in the train every day? I didn't realize that. I thought you were out golfing, but I guess you're on the train, hitting the train schedule pretty hard there.
I do a lot of train traveling.
Yeah.
A lot of train traveling.
No.
So, want to talk about what the TV show we're watching last night? Do you want to bring it up?
Yeah, why not? I mean, it couldn't. What a wonderful treat for people who've already watched it to listen to two dummies fucking go over it again. And for those who haven't watched it, wow, that's what I want to hear about a show that I'm not watching.
How about the movie we went to see the other night?
Oh, it was terrible.
It was too long.
Don't take
too your, slow.
And Raina was like getting bored, so she was like climbing around the seats and putting her feet on everybody. And
oh, that's riveting. People are wondering how was Raina sitting in the seats at the movie theaters? Really? Woo! Boy, you really got some really intense. What if I said that and you attacked me, like? You attacked me for talking about.
I'm not. Go ahead, keep going. I'm allowing you to do your thing.
The movie was.
You would have said that to me. That's your response to everything. Oh, if I had done that, oh, I would have been in trouble. Oh my god.
Oh god.
Hey, no. I don't know what we've recorded and what we haven't at this point.
Well, this is new, so we could talk about phone calls, airlines, whatever we talked about on the other one that didn't work.
Oh, how rude you are to people.
Be quiet. Not rude.
What was the be quiet? Was that a joke?
That was me being rude to you, but I didn't want to be too rude. I didn't want to be rude to my lady.
That's how jokes work best, when you really... manage them.
I was doing a podcast the other night. I forget it.
Why? What?
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to bring light to whatever.
Oh.
I really don't have anything to talk about today.
Really? You didn't have a huge... Every time I leave you and Raina, explain that to me. Every time I leave you guys, I'm coming home last night, 10 phone calls from you, 10 phone calls from Raina. Raina calls, you call, Raina calls, you call. I don't answer because I'm like, I can't deal with this.
When we're, first of all, if you're gone for 3 or 4 days, we don't have fights. But she gets this attitude. I don't want to get in another argument with you. She gets an attitude sometimes. She's a 12-year-old and she thinks she's 20. She's disrespectful, rude at times. And, you know, at some point you're like, whatever. You know, nowadays, like the stuff she says now, I would have got killed if I said that.
She weren't raised by two comedians. The things that she hears us saying and doing and talking about are not the same things that your parents talked about and did. And by the way, your parents were no fucking great shakes either. If you think about it, your dad abandoned you.
I turned out great.
No, you didn't. You have a lot of issues. And in fact, you don't have great skills when it comes to dealing with someone who is not doing exactly what you want them to do.
That's
you do the
true.
Same thing to me. The minute you don't get what you want, you start yelling.
That's not true. I'm not going to argue with you. It's not true. I know.
It is true.
I know it's best at times. Especially well, there's for a 12-year-old.
Yeah, but you go from 0 to 100 like
no,
so not, quickly.
No, it's from 8 years old or 10 years old to 12 years old. So it's not 0 to 100. It's the
no,
last
it's
two
like
years
when she says or doesn't. Listen, you'll say the most inappropriate thing or whatever, and then she'll make a joke, and you'll just.
No, I don't.
And it's like, well, why? You just said this horrible thing that you expect everybody to laugh at.
First of all, I'm an adult. I could say
I understand that, but you're still always teaching.
All right, whatever. I raised two other daughters that came that turned out completely fine.
And Raina will turn out completely fine too. Yeah, we're not saying that, but
they weren't. They didn't disrespect.
Yes, they were. No. I remember when they were 12 and 14. They were.
No,
remember
they never
Ellen?
Said
we
that.
Were like, we didn't even want to be around her.
No,
we would always say, "Oh God, everything Ellen says and does is a nightmare." Yes, she was. She was eye rolly. She had attitude. She was never in a good mood.
That's not true. I don't remember that.
When she was 12.
They were never rude to me, though. They never said
anything. They didn't live with you.
I was with them every day when they were young.
Excuse me. I moved in when they were 12 and 14.
No.
Whatever, however you want it. I don't know. What do you want me to say? 18? What age would you like it to be? Because the truth is the truth.
15 years ago. And
the truth is the truth.
Is that your saying?
I'm just saying it's like that's the age that they were. And you didn't. You saw them a couple times a week, maybe. You didn't see them every day.
When they were younger, I did.
Okay. That's not whatever thing you're fooling yourself with, saying like my daughters were like this, my daughters were like that.
They weren't rude.
You weren't.
They never.
If you were in the same room with them day in and day out, I guarantee you have the same kind of fights with them, because I saw you have these kind of fights with them when you weren't in the same room with them every day.
I didn't have fights with them. I don't remember. I don't think I did. Not like this.
Well, this is
a day and age.
No, it's not. It's not that. It's that you're.
Yes.
You don't see it. You're with Raina every single day. And also you're older and you're grouchier. People are supposed to mellow when they get older. You know, they're supposed to like, oh, you know what? I'm getting to the end here. Let me be nice to people.
I'm pretty nice to people.
You're not.
I am to blue collar workers. I am.
I don't know what that's supposed to do. Make your I think the people are giving you a standing ovation in right now.
Who?
The four people listening.
Whatever. I can't argue
with
you.
Well,
now.
Why can't you like?
I don't want to talk about it. I can't. I don't have.
You're
it in
weird.
Me. You're weird.
And you won't admit. Like, at least have self awareness about it.
I'm not weird.
You don't think you're weird? You think you're like every other man your age?
No.
Then that makes you weird.
No, it doesn't. It makes me different.
Okay.
That makes you weird.
What makes you weird, do you think? Your rings?
A couple rings.
The fact that you wear a backwards baseball cap and gym shorts every day?
I do know what I'm going to.
With an insane amount of gold jewelry?
First of all, I'm wearing sweatpants in the day because I'm going to go work out. Do you wear Levi's in the day?
Last night you were at dinner with your backwards baseball cap, your cutoff sleeves, and
I didn't have
rings.
My cutoff sleeves last night. I had regular sleeves, so don't lie to the people.
Oh, sorry.
So I had regular t-shirt.
And I was asking you, like, what do you think people think of you when they see you?
I don't care what they think. If they knew me, they would go, what a nice guy. Doesn't matter what they think. I don't know those people. I don't care
about
those
people. But you told Raina she should care what people think.
At 12, no, in school. In school. I don't want her to be labeled in school. You know? And because then kids grow up with a fake reputation, or they grow up to be teased, or, you know. I don't care. I just don't want her to be a kid that's labeled because of how she dresses. And they do that in school. They do that. And it makes your, you know, if you're known in school as, you know, oh, look at that. He's a jock, or he's a druggie, or she's a slut, or, you know, she's this or that. You grow up.
I wouldn't want to be called this. I'll tell you that.
Called what?
You said she's this or that.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying. So when she goes to school wearing what dressed, you know, like.
Provocatively?
Yeah. Can I finish?
No, I was giving you a word.
So I was going to say that word.
No, you weren't.
Provocatively.
Chew.
Bless you.
Chew.
Bless you.
Thank you.
I'd like to see you sneeze and hiccup at the same time. See if that's true. You ever hear that one? If you sneeze and hiccup or something, something happens.
Yeah, you shit your pants.
That's not what happens.
Oh. Well, that's what happened to me just now.
Well, anyhow, so I wasn't saying I don't care. She is...
Also, you know, it's like, it feels like I'm hard on you, but the truth of the matter is that you just, you never see your own behavior. So it's hard to like...
You don't see yours? You're not my boss. Go ahead.
No, go keep going.
No, I mean, you know, everybody has... good, you know,
no, but when you're dealing with your daughter, if the thing that you're doing isn't working and someone else can see from the outside, like, hey, Bonnie, can I tell you what I think you're doing wrong?
You won't take any information. Until the other day, you've had the same issues as I've had with her throughout. Up till the other day, you go, well, I'm going to do this now. So don't act.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to do different things. Yeah, you're like, I'm not doing anything different.
3 days ago. So you're 3 days ahead of me.
Okay. First of all, I wasn't telling you what to do. I was explaining what I was seeing.
No, I'm saying you had the same problem. The other day you called me out of your mind, aggravated with her. And you go, okay, this is how I'm going to deal with it now. So you're 3 days or 4 days ahead of me on how you're going to deal with her now. You had the same problem the other day when you called me, the exact same thing. Your daughter this, your daughter that. This is how I'm going to deal with it. Or this is, so don't act like you've been doing anything different than I have for the last how many years. Now you came to your breaking point 4 days ago and you came to some, you know,
I've never told you what to do in terms of Raina. I've only said, here's how I see it. Here's how the things that I'm doing. Here's what's working for me.
No, it's not how I'm doing it. How it's working. It's not working because you called me 4 days ago with the same complaints as I had. So maybe it's working for the last 4 days.
Okay, so then no solutions. How about that?
No, don't.
You keep doing what you're doing. I don't know what you're mad at me about.
I'm not mad at you.
And yesterday when I was trying to help you, you kept yelling and screaming at me.
No, because
and I would say, well, here's something that I do. Here's something you could do. But no, you don't. If anyone gives you any advice, you lose your mind. I don't understand why you keep saying 4 days ago, you had the same problem. 4 days ago, you had the same problem. Okay. 4 days ago, I had the same problem. I thought about it. I reflected on it. I tried to change my own behavior. I called you to tell you what had happened. I didn't call you in the middle of the fight.
You did. No.
No, I didn't.
You're right. You called me after it.
Yes, after I'd already had some time to think about it and process it. Okay, so honestly, I really would love to know why you're sitting there thinking, because in your mind, it's like win or lose.
No, it's not
and
win
right
or
now
lose,
you're
just...
losing. So then you want to pit it against.
Head. I'm not
so then you
want to
pit against me, win or lose against me. Well,
it's
you had this problem 4 days ago.
No, stop
so...
with your fake analyzing because
then,
you're closed minded and you don't listen. You're closed minded. You don't listen. You get in your head. You think this is how it is.
No, I don't.
Yes. She's the
I would love to hear some of your solutions, but I don't hear any of them except for just yelling that she needs to listen. That's your basic go-to. You start yelling at me.
Okay. Well,
the minute that you and Raina get in a fight, you call me and yell at me.
No,
she doesn't listen.
No, I don't yell at you.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Yes, you do. You take your anger out on me.
No, that's not true.
Okay.
I'm going to wrap this up.
Why?
Because I don't want to argue with you because you're too closed-minded and you think, you know, everything is, oh, I'm the victim, I'm this, I'm that.
I never said
yes,
I was the victim.
You say I call and yell at you.
You
did.
When I try to calm you down and give you some helpful hints.
You're not trying to give me helpful hints. You're trying to preach to me and you're basically saying I'm wrong. You didn't even know what happened. Mm-hmm. So don't say you're trying to give me.
First of all, I did know what happened because I just talked to Raina and I told Raina that she was wrong.
No. You say. But
once again, it's not about getting to a better place with you. It's who's right, who's wrong,
not
who
that.
Wins,
it's not
who
that.
Loses.
No, it's not that. It's not that at all. You see, you're trying to act like, you know, you got all the answers. And all I said is, you know, whatever. It's too complicated. Sometimes she acts like a brat. Most of the time we have a great time. We have fun. You know, when you were gone for a week, we had a great time. Every night, every day, no fights.
There was a few phone calls.
What?
There was a few phone calls.
No. Okay. She doesn't call me when she's mad at you. But I you know, don't think she doesn't bring you to the edge of anger too. So don't act like you're so perfect. Like,
I'm not acting like I've never acted like I'm perfect. I act like I want to figure out a way to make it better, not who's winning, who's losing, or just walking around doing.
I just want a little kid that respects her adults.
Okay, then
that's it. There's not winning or losing.
Okay, so then how do you get there?
How do I?
Just doing what you're doing? Behaving the exact same way? Okay, then
my behavior.
Yesterday, you got mad at her and told her she wasn't going to the football game, and you took her phone away. And guess what? She has her phone back, and she's going to the football game.
I didn't give her phone back last night.
Well, then she had it last night when she went to bed. I wasn't in charge of that.
Well, then she found it, and if you knew I took it away,
I thought you gave it back.
Oh, you thought? You didn't ask? You didn't say? Hey.
No, I wasn't thinking about it, honestly, at that point.
Oh, but you are now. Now, all of a sudden.
No, because I realized when I drove her to school today, she had her phone and she's.
I would have gave it back to her today. I would have gave it back today.
And you told her she wasn't going to the football game on Friday, but she still is. So you get mad, you blow up, you have these great. You know,
well, I took
dramatic scenes with her where you take away things and then you don't follow through. So you're all bark, no bite.
No, you don't follow through on a lot of things either.
That's absolutely not true.
That's just so true. So true. You told her last week or a week she wasn't going to the football game and she went. Yeah,
that's not true.
Okay. In your head, you don't think it's true.
It's not true because I don't make... punishments that I can't follow through on because, you know, honestly, my sister told me one time, if you're going to punish your kid, you have to do what you say you're going to do. So I do.
Well, I took her phone away.
So sometimes I don't say anything because I don't feel like doing it.
I took her phone away. I didn't know she found it and was using it. So whatever. All right. I got to go. It's almost 10:30. Get your tickets for Creeps with Kids tour.
Really?
Creeps with Kids. What?
It's I don't know how your brain works. You have a huge like thing. You don't come to any conclusion.
No,
and then
there
you
is
plug
no,
your
no,
Creeps
no,
with Kids.
No, I'm
Creeps
trying to get
with
out.
Kids, by the way. The big tour that you're doing.
Yeah, what,
and you don't connect it to your own life.
Stop. My own life. Really?
Well, can you talk to me honestly?
Can you stop attacking me? Like
I'm not attacking you. I'm showing you something that's funny.
That's funny?
It's interesting. Yeah, you're like, you just said, yes, you don't see it? Oh, my kid. Anyway, Creeps with Kids tour starts. You make no connection.
I can't fight or argue any. I don't have it in me today. I'm trying to get this house. I'm trying to do all the paperwork, all this stuff with realtors and appraisers.
Who's the victim now?
I'm not the victim. I just don't have it. I got a million things to do in life and, you know, and every day and now more. And then when I have my daughter that doesn't listen, won't get in the car when I want to drive her home. Okay. If I did that to my parents, they would have.
No, are you kidding me? Your parents didn't care where you went at 12. Did they? They
yes.
didn't. No, your mom didn't ask where you were. Your dad wasn't around. So don't act like your parents were some kind of like these gods of parenting.
I didn't
and
say they
if
were.
You could have said whatever you wanted to them, and I'm sure that you did, and then they would either hit you or whatever. Is that good parenting?
Whatever.
No, don't say whatever. Think about it.
No, all I know is...
When you were 12, did your parents ask where you were going?
Yeah. Yeah. I had to be in when the street lights came on.
And were you?
Yep.
What a wonderful childhood you had, right into drug addiction. Isn't that...
Yeah, well, and you're perfect. You grow up perfect.
No, this is what I'm saying. Why are you doing that? Well, I wasn't sitting around saying, if I said that to my parents.
I'm just saying.
Like,
if
you've had some buttoned up, you know, Leave It to Beaver family. You didn't.
I didn't say that. I didn't say it was a great upbringing. I'm just saying I didn't.
Well, then instead of yelling, you had a shitty family too, you say, I guess you're right. I'm remembering it wrong.
No, I didn't say it was great. I just said I wasn't.
I'm sure you got hit a couple times.
A lot.
Okay, well, that's not good parenting.
Okay, with a strap. What?
That's bad parenting.
No.
Yeah, no, I got spankings too all the fucking time.
Yeah, it's...
We've learned as a society that's...
Oh, you think society's right about everything?
Oh, God, no.
All right, so no. Yeah.
But I think hitting your kids is one thing we can all agree on. Well, like, why would we hit these little people? People hit these little people? Doesn't seem right.
The other day,
you're not allowed to hit your wife, but you're allowed to hit your kid.
I asked you the other day if you're allowed to hit your kid. You go, yeah. And sometimes they did. So that was your exact words.
I was talking. I was being pulled in front of Raina. But the truth is, you can hit your kid. It's not illegal.
So don't give mixed messages.
That's what we were talking about was, is it illegal to hit your kid? And I said, it's not illegal.
And sometimes it's deserved or they deserve to be slapped or hit. And you said that in the car. So whatever.
But that was just more of a scare tactic for Raina.
I get it. So now I know when you're doing scare tactics or telling, I don't know.
Whatever. My point is that we don't hit our kids. You don't hit your kids, and I don't hit my kid.
I wish
our parents hit us. I'm just saying, when you say I couldn't have said that to my parents, it's a weird thing to compare.
Okay, so don't bring up anything from the past.
No,
live and learn.
Are you insane? We're having a discussion. Do you know how to do that?
Mm-hmm.
It's areas of gray.
No, but this discussion
Are you only living in black? Fine, go hit your kid if that's what you really want to do.
No,
if you want her, her to listen the way that you listen to your parents, then go do what your parents did. Go ahead.
No, I do the exact opposite, and my kids grew up to be good kids. Never washed your mouth out with soap. You ever get your
No. My parents did not subscribe to that shit.
Yeah. Oh, is that more brutal than beating you?
They didn't beat me.
They didn't beat you?
No. They spanked. Sometimes with a strap.
Yeah. Well, that's...
There was still a strap in my high school. In my elementary school. I got the strap at school. Corporal punishment at our school.
To get it in the house. Where you live now. You got 2 minutes.
It's wonderful having a conversation with you about parenting because you're so able to do it.
Oh, I'm not? You're saying I'm not?
What do you think I'm saying?
That I'm not able to parent.
That's not what I'm saying.
That I'm not able to have a conversation?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, we already had this conversation and you cannot, you always, all of a sudden you, in everything, you turn into some like, I'm a therapist or I can.
I'm trying to get to the bottom of something instead of just, I don't want.
You're having the same problems as I'm having with her. You're having.
Rich, I am agreeing with you on that front. And my thing has always been, well, what are some ways we can change to make things better? Not like, I don't want to scare my kid into.
Neither do I.
Yes. Yes.
Well,
that's the thing. But you won't. You're caught in this world of like she should listen, and it's not my fault, so that you can't do things differently. So you just keep going at it.
I try to do things different all the time.
Well, you go at it. Anytime Raina doesn't listen, you put up with no silliness. Like at dinner, you'll put up with no silliness. You'll start yelling at her immediately.
Yes, you will.
And furthermore, you find it totally acceptable to be silly when you feel like it.
No, that's not true, being silly. If she doesn't listen, it's fine. But the 10th time she doesn't listen.
It never gets to the 10th time with you.
Okay.
It may on few occasions get to the 3rd time, but never the 10th. It's you go quickly into rage mode.
Not rage. Don't act like I'm some killer murderer. rage.
Why would you go? Why would me saying that you have rage go into murderer killer? Think
like
about that.
That's rage. Like okay. Crazy man.
Deep anger.
No.
There's some deep anger in you that gets, it's leaking out all the time.
No.
Okay.
No.
You're fixed. Thank you.
What?
You're fixed.
Thank you. And you're not broken?
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. All the time you do this to me. Yes, I'm not a good person on so many levels. But guess what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to look at my own behavior and fix
that.
It.
You've been saying that same thing for
Haven't I done it? Has our marriage gotten better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and I don't use straws. Okay, so you're a better person than me.
No, that has nothing. I've never brought that up. Even today, I mean, in terms of like, are we good people or not? I don't understand why you keep just pointing the finger.
I'm not pointing. I'm just.
Anytime somebody says something about you, you immediately be like, you do it. You're worse. You're terrible.
Well, that's like it's me like, saying to somebody, oh, look at you disgusting wearing jewelry. And I'm doing the same thing. That's basically.
I don't wear jewelry.
Are you stupid?
Yes.
That was an example. Are you dumb?
Yes.
That was an example. It's you yell at me or try to point out to me exactly your same characteristics. Yeah, but
you know
what? Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to say this, and there's, for 15 years, there's no getting through to you on any level.
Oh, really?
You have built up such a protective layer that and in a way it's good. It's helped you survive in life. You grew up in a tough situation. It helped you survive. You've painted on this varnish that will not come off no matter what. And so when you're saying, look at yourself, look at your own behavior, you honestly can't do it because you're scared of that varnish coming off and then there's nothing to protect you. So you just constantly have to keep fighting
That's not true.
Deflecting everything, making sure nothing gets through. And it gets tiresome to live with someone who's not self-aware.
Are you out of your mind?
Really the one of the least self-aware people I've ever met. And I've always said to myself, I love self-aware people. I would never want to be with someone who's not self-aware. And yet, here we are. You're not.
I'm very self-aware.
No, you're not. I could ask you five questions and you would deflect or...
Ask one.
I don't even know what to ask.
See? You're not self-aware. Literally, you're looking me up and down.
I'm not looking you up and down. I'm looking you in the eye.
I caught you going up and down. Like, I'm very self-aware. I saw a picture of me the other day and I looked heavy. I go, I got to lose weight.
Oh, that's the only thing. The only thing.
It was the worst picture I've ever seen. I'm going, oh my God.
That's the only thing that affects you about yourself.
That's not true.
It's like, that has nothing to do with anything.
I'm trying to be nicer to people.
What about today on the phone when you're calling the airlines?
I don't count. They're not people.
Listen. Who says that to someone?
I said, can you please listen?
No, you didn't say it like that.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't. You said it like, listen, you little fuckface.
I didn't tell.
Listen, please. Like, you're the boss.
Yes, I am. When I'm called, yes, I'm the boss.
Insane way to live your life.
No. No, it's not an insane
Yes,
way.
It is. Yes, it is.
No, I'm the consumer that's spent a lot of money.
All right, you're asking for seat assignments. Get off your fucking high horse.
It's not a high horse. When we get to the airport and our kid's sitting in the back with somebody else. Okay, don't look at me like it can't happen. I don't see you taking control of it.
I said today, I'll book Rain in my flight. No. And you were like, no.
Oh, so we get in on two different flights? Or?
I honestly, that would be lovely to not have to fly with you. Someone who does it all the time, you're not a fun person to be around 90% of the time.
Oh, 90 now? Now it's 90.
Yes. Yes, oh, you're angry. You don't get your way. Angry. You're looking for reasons why the world is against you always.
Not always.
Yeah, you're always looking for how it's going to come down and fuck you up the ass. We were sitting there talking about something. You'll just be like, oh, yeah. You'll just point out like how you could get killed doing that or doing, you know, whatever. Do you remember yesterday? Now I can't remember this conversation either, but. We were talking about something and you're like, you'll get killed like that. Like you'll just
you could. whatever it was.
You'll
just immediately bring up
ridiculous things.
No.
What if you got killed? Who gives a shit? You won't even know it. You'll be dead. Lights out, babe. I don't understand why people are afraid of death. I'm afraid of dying. That seems scary. But death? That's nothing. Lights out.
Oh, yeah. And then how about all the stuff you accumulated and then your wife doesn't even know how to handle it?
You won't be conscious to know about it. It's done. It's over.
And then you fuck up my whole legacy and start.
You won't care. You only care about it now because you're alive. You won't care once you're dead. You won't care because you can't care. You're incapable of caring.
Oh, enough with your like fucking philosophy.
It's not a philosophy.
Why do you save for your kid's future? You're going to be dead. Who cares?
No, because I do care about my kid. I'm still living. Okay. But I'm just saying, if a bus were to take me out tomorrow, I'm not going to care.
The people around you care. Yes.
As a living person, I do feel bad if I think about myself dying and what happens.
All right. Well, listen.
But I'm just saying,
you bring up
this death thing constantly.
Not all the time. Now it's constant?
Yes.
You're an exaggerator. That's all you do.
You're always looking for.
I'm trying to be cautious. That's what I try to do.
We're buying a house. There's these beautiful trees in the backyard.
You know,
it's one of the yard and everything is one of the major selling points. And Rich is like, oh no, the trees could fall in the house.
Yeah, you could tell that one branch is coming down on a heavy wind on the house. Yeah. Yeah. So I'll have to get that big branch cut down.
Oh my God.
A heavy wind. You don't because you're not aware of your surroundings.
I allow life to just move ahead.
Do you really?
Yeah.
And you deal with it. You are not aware of your surroundings. You know, just like, you know, when you call me that night, oh, this guy followed me to the car and this and that. You have to be aware of your surroundings.
In New York, you're not going to, there's 50 people on the street. Really?
No, you can tell some guy. I couldn't tell. And whatever. I'm just saying you.
And also, that's another example. I tell you this story about how the guy tried to hold my door open and I had to pull it closed. And you said you started yelling at me. You got mad at me.
No, I didn't yell at you.
Yes, you did. You got mad at me. How could you let this happen?
You got to be aware of what's going on around you. That's all. You are on stage. Are you on stage?
Goodbye.
Are you on stage aware of what's going on in the room?
Sometimes not. Sometimes I'm not.
You're always aware of what's going on.
I don't have the capacity that you have where you can tell what's happening in the back of the room and stuff. Like some people know who's in the room watching. I don't have any of that.
I'm pretty good at that.
I'm concentrated on what's going on stage. Yeah.
I'm pretty good at it.
Great. You're good at it.
Being aware of my surroundings.
You're great at being aware of your surroundings.
Like last night when we were driving and you made like five mistakes going to the same
place. You were great at telling me that I was making mistakes. And I'm sorry that I'm like that. I'm sure it's a nightmare to be with somebody who loses things all the time and doesn't know where they're going. So I'll try to do better.
Thank you. It was a pleasure doing a podcast with you. Thank you for pointing
out. I wish I could say the same.
Thank you for pointing out my defects of character again. Not any strong points.
Okay, fine. I won't point out any. I won't do it anymore.
No,
I'll just be like, people always say to me, look what he's doing. And we're at the cellar. Look at him. Look what he's doing. Look at what he's wearing.
What do you mean, look what I'm doing? What am I doing?
I don't know. You're always doing some weird thing. Or
I'm just sitting there talking.
People point out, what is ring? People bring up the rings all the time. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. He likes the rings. What can I say?
Certain things I like. It might look weird to other people. You saw the picture of Tracy Morgan at the Dolomite premiere wearing a fucking gold chain is, you know, 4 inches thick like that. He liked it. It looked crazy, but guess what? He liked it. So if he liked it, he liked it.
I agree. If you like it, you like it.
You know, people do crazy things.
But at least be aware, like at least know, like when I'm in buying lottery tickets with these five fucking diamond rings on, I look, people think that's weird. Right?
Oh, really?
Yes. At least know that. At least know it about yourself.
That I have to worry about.
I'm not saying you have to worry, but just a little like inner chuckle to yourself. Like I'm self-aware. Like you walk around going like, everyone loves my rings. Everyone loves my rings.
You're out of your mind. I don't say that.
Yes. Every time I bring up your rings, you're like, I get compliments on them all the time. You're always like defending. Yeah, it's like, yeah, at least know. Oh, I like them. I know. People think it's
once
weird.
Once in a while I wear a little too many. Sometimes I take them off. It depends how I feel.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
I work in Vegas a lot. What? Go to creepswithkidstour.com. Get your tickets for the best tour in the history of comedy.
You can have a heart attack doing that. People
You too much cholesterol. That's how people have heart attacks. It clogs their arteries.
Oh my God.
I turned it down. Oh, look what just came up. Isn't that weird? Fat burner. That was the email. You want me to show it to you? Fat burner. What are the odds? We're talking about this. Ooh, kind of weird, huh? Spooky. Spooky.
Talk about something else. See if something else comes up.
Shane Gillis. We never talked about him, did we?
Did we? I don't think so, but it got a little nuts. Done. Okay, well, the one thing that didn't to our listeners, let's pretend we're on Patreon right now. Is that Judy Gold wrote an article sort of saying, you know, I'm 100% against censorship, but this is hate speech or whatever against Shane Gillis. Then they started digging up stuff on Judy Gold, who they is. I don't know. It's, I guess, Shane Gillis fans. And it was from our radio show. And we listened to it the other day. It was so fucking funny. I mean,
I
don't want to say what it is because I don't want her to get in any more trouble, but
it ends careers what she was doing.
Yes. And then
it was funny as hell.
And then somebody else, Titus, you remember Titus, the
Chris
comedian,
Titus?
Chris Titus,
yeah.
He came to her defense because people were saying like, you know, mad at her for you know, going against Shane Gillis, I guess. And he came to her defense, and then they brought up all kinds of shit from him that he tweeted very seemingly racist shit about Chinese people. And it's kind of like good in a way. It's like good to show we all have this. Nobody's above reproach. Not one fucking person that's been in front of a microphone in the last
15 years.
Even the last 5 years, you know, we've all said shit. You could find something even the most careful person has said some shit or laughed at some shit.
Well, I just wrote to this guy. He wants me to do his documentary. There's no reason to say his name yet. And I gave him my number yesterday. You know, he was going through Twitter to get talk to me. And I gave my number yesterday. Then he wrote to me today. And I wrote, how did you get my number? Right? Yeah. He goes, you gave it to me in a senior moment. Then I wrote, who's this? Right? He writes, haha, you're going to be very hurtful during the trashing. And I'm excited during his documentary. Mm-hmm. And I wrote, I'm a different person now. Ever since Shane, I've changed my ways. Cunt face. So being funny, if someone just dragged that out, he's calling somebody cunt face.
I don't think that matters.
It doesn't?
I think you say cunt face to people. It's
I think to cunt face people.
If you said it to a woman, it might be different. But if you said it to a man, I think it's fine.
Oh, okay. But I'm just saying anything.
But yes,
they'll find a way to destroy.
Yes.
If they want to destroy you.
My God. All you have to do is look at my fucking Comedy Central special. There's all kinds of shit in there that's horrifying. Yeah. My HBO special, there's all kinds of shit in there that's horrifying. It's like, but the thing is like, you know, because people don't realize, the people that are like on this campaign to fucking get people fired or make people pay for their past indiscretions, it's like I get it on the one hand. It's like, yeah, you're sick and tired of people being racist for comedy's sake. Like, I get that. I remember being in clubs when people were just making gay jokes all the time. It was like constant. That was what comedy was for like 5 years. Just wall-to-wall gay jokes. It's like, okay, once we stopped kind of doing that, it was like, it's refreshing. It's like, let's move on to something else. However, it's also really crazy to put the brakes on what people say in such a way that makes it seem like their lives can be ruined for it, because you don't know what's coming. Like, you don't know. Like, I do think like plastic is going to be illegal soon. And at some point we're going to look back at people, pictures of them with a plastic water bottle, and people are going to be like, look at these fucking pieces of shit ruining our planet. You don't know.
Look at Trudeau. He's done.
Well, the thing is that the blackface, how could you not know?
But
the brown face, I get you're doing a costume. I don't think at some point, like, people were still just like, it was fine to do Halloween costumes. But blackface is a whole different thing. That's like got a history. And but don't people know? Like, how could people not know?
I heard a newscaster going after him, and it is kind of stupid what she said. She goes, as early as 2001, as early as 18 years ago. I mean, that's not really early.
What do you mean?
She was going, and he did this as early as 2001.
18 years ago. Is there, well, he was 39. You know, or 29.
I don't think.
Sorry, when he did that. Thing. It's not like he was a kid.
I don't think by any stretch he's racist or any of that stuff. And I don't think. When he was doing an Arab person, not a
right.
I don't think he was doing this going, oh, this is vicious or this is mean. He just wasn't aware. Some people 18 years ago.
The blackface, I don't see how you could not be aware.
In Canada.
I knew.
No, in Canada. Oh yeah, how about when you were in fourth grade?
That I dressed up in a Halloween costume as a Chinese person who worked in the rice paddies.
In fourth grade. Can you think fourth if grade. They went in?
After and you? I had the hat and the little, you know, the Nehru collar jacket and stuff. And I might have had pointy shoes.
You had fake teeth?
Big teeth? I don't remember. I think I might have had fake teeth and the braids. Not one person was like, this is a little inappropriate. It was like a Halloween costume. And I think people thought like, oh, look, she researched. It was like educational almost. You know, when I told my mama I wanted to do it, she was like, great, go look in some encyclopedias and let's see what we need to do. Can you imagine
if they try to take you down for a costume in fourth grade? Look at her in fourth grade.
I think Halloween costumes should be kind of like.
You should make them yourself anyhow. Be creative.
I remember, I'm sure I told this story, but.
Probably.
I was at this was 2001 or 2002. I'm not sure. People that dressed up as the Twin Towers with the plane going in. Two people both dressed up as a tower and held hands walking down the street. I think flames were coming out of it. And people were, because in LA, you walk down Santa Monica Boulevard in your costume and people were just, it was like, there was like, you know, it was like cheering and happy. And then they would come and people would just completely walk to the opposite sides of the street, giving them the birth of just letting them just like, and you could see that they knew they made a mistake, but they were like, well, now we have to walk to the end and walk back. Like,
they could have just taken the costumes off and left them on the ground.
They kind of had this like resolve in their faces, like, well, we just spent all this time making them.
All right. Well, listen.
I mean, people make mistakes. You know, like you know, they're probably, this is what I thought about them. They're probably like getting high and drinking and somebody came up with the idea and they were like, that is hilarious. That's so great. And then they made them without like talking to anyone or thinking about it too deeply. And then the minute they got out of their car and put their costumes on, they were like, do you know what I mean? Like,
the plane bailed out.
Yeah.
The plane said, I can't do this. Hey,
guys, I'm going home. I was with Ian Bagg. We were both like,
All right. Anyhow, look at creepswithkids.com. Get your tickets. The tour starts in October, creepswithkids.com. Get tickets for the tour, Jersey, Pennsylvania, Chicago, Boston, creepswithkids.com. So long, Bonnie. This week I'll be in Cuyahoga Falls too, at the Funny Farm, Cuyahoga Falls, creepswithkids.com. Cuyahoga Falls, creepswithkids.com.
Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.